Barnaby Joyce to sugar marketing, which is a massive issue in Queensland right now. Growers, millers at loggerheads, you would know about it. They've sat down in front of you and both probably pleaded their case. Federal government task force recommended a mandatory code of conduct some months ago.
Yep.
That's still been sitting on your desk. They said it was the only way forward. This was George Christensen, the member for Dawson. At what stage do you pull that trigger?
Well, the state of Queensland has the capacity to get this bill through to fix this up. It should be able to do it by the 4th of December.
This is the bill proposed by Canada's Australia Party.
Yes. Well, and then there's amendments that I know that Deb Frecklington is putting forward. They should be able to get this through. It should be a case of both the LNP, the Labor Party and Canada to get this bill through and fix this problem up. This is another case where if I have to come into that space, I will, but I don't want to. Queensland has got to do their own washing up. This is an issue for Queensland, and they should be able to fix this issue up ASAP.
So, Barnaby Joyce, you see that a legislative instrument is the only way forward?
I think that it's a Queensland issue, and they should put forward the they should put forward the parliamentary process, the legislative process, to fix this. If that is not the case, then I'll be bitterly disappointed once more and say, well, how on earth did that process fall over? So it should happen. We want it to happen. I believe it will happen. And I think that it'll happen, by the 4th of December. If the federal government has to come into this space, it just means that state politics in this state has failed them.
The Labor government in Queensland has said that a commercial outcome between millers and growers is the only way forward, that they don't want to entertain the idea of the legislation.
Well, that seems to suggest to me that they don't know what the hell they're talking about. I mean, this is ridiculous. If that was the case, why hasn't it happened? I mean, do they think that we only came up with this problem last night? It's been around forever. You know, this case of, look, if you just say a little prayer and eat your greens, you'll get better. Well, no, that story is all over. There's a real problem here and it has to be fixed. And it hasn't been fixed commercially, therefore the government has a role. It has a role because there is not a market. A market has multiple buyers, multiple sellers, ease of entry, ease of exit, transparency of transaction. In this instance, you have multiple sellers, one buyer, and a complete opaqueness as to exactly what happens, and they cannot test the honesty and the validity and the efficacy of the price they're being paid because they cannot challenge that price with another buyer.